This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
What's up, dopamine detoxers? Jake Carter here, your guide to reclaiming your time and your sanity in this crazy digital world. Today, we're diving headfirst into a struggle that's as old as time. Well, at least as old as deadlines. Procrastination. Ever feel like you're riding that hamster wheel of, I'll do it later? You know the feeling when that to-do list stares back at you like a judgmental monster, and your brain screams for Netflix instead? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We don't have to be prisoners of our own inertia. Listen up, because I'm about to drop some serious knowledge bombs on how to break free from procrastination's clutches and build productivity habits that'll make you feel like a superhero of efficiency. Get ready to unleash your inner workaholic. The healthy kind, of course. First things first, let's talk about why we procrastinate in the first place. It's not laziness, my friends. It's often a fear of failure, a lack of clarity on what needs to be done, or even just plain overwhelm. You know that feeling when you stare at a blank page and your mind goes blank? We've all been there. That's your brain playing tricks on you. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer procrastination once and for all. 1. Embrace the power of small wins. Instead of tackling that mountain of work head-on, break it down into smaller, more manageable tasks. Celebrate every tiny victory along the way. It's like leveling up in a video game, except this time, the reward is a sense of accomplishment and zero guilt trips from your to-do list. 2. Time blocking is your new best friend. Treat your day like a sacred appointment with yourself. Dedicate specific blocks of time for different tasks, and stick to it. Imagine it as scheduling in Netflix time versus conquer my email inbox time. You'd be surprised how much more you get done when you treat work like an actual event, not just something that happens whenever you feel like it. 3. Silence your inner critic. That voice in your head telling you you're not good enough? Shut it down. Replace negative self-talk with positive affirmations and remind yourself that progress, not perfection, is the goal. You are capable of amazing things, even if it doesn't feel like it right now. 4. Create a workspace that sparks joy, or at least doesn't spark anxiety. Your environment can have a huge impact on your productivity. Find a space that feels comfortable and inspiring to you. Ditch the clutter, add some plants, maybe even blast your favorite tunes. Think of it as creating a sanctuary for your workflow. 5. Reward yourself like a boss. You're crushing it. Celebrate your accomplishments, big and small, with something you genuinely enjoy. It could be a delicious treat, a guilt-free binge-watching session, or anything that brings you joy. After all, working hard is only half the battle. Enjoying the process is what makes it sustainable. Let me give you a real-life example. Picture this. You have a big presentation coming up, and your brain screams for distractions like a toddler at a candy store. The temptation to scroll through social media or binge-watch that new show is strong. But instead of succumbing to the siren song of procrastination, you decide to break it down. You schedule blocks of time for research, crafting slides, and practicing your delivery. You find a cozy spot in your favorite coffee shop, put on some upbeat music, and get to work. Remember those small wins we talked about? Each completed slide is a victory. Each hour focused on the presentation brings you closer to feeling confident and prepared. And guess what? When you show up with your A game, you feel amazing. The adrenaline rush of conquering procrastination is like a high five from your future self. So there you have it, folks. Remember, procrastination is not your destiny. By embracing these strategies, you can become a productivity powerhouse and reclaim control over your time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little boost of motivation. And don't hesitate to join the conversation on social media. Let me know how you're crushing it. Until next time, keep those dopamine detox habits strong and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.